Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean. God's Will and the Ocean. True Father speaks on why we have an ocean church, page 144. The Standard of a Champion. I am a very different kind of man. My mind is very different, isn't it? Do you want to spare me or use me all up while I'm here with you? I am getting older. You don't want to spare me? All right then, we need a spare tire for when I am all used up. You have to become Reverend Moon's spare tire. That's only fair, isn't it? I want you to become a spare of me. You really are different people now, aren't you? You Americans look and see differently than other Americans, because your vision is for the whole world. Because of your connection of heart all over the world, people will want to come and work with you. You watch and you will see it happen. Maybe now you don't realize how you are connected, but because of me, you are linked, hooked together all over the world. I didn't set out to be a famous person. I would rather be hidden behind the scenes, but year by year, I have attracted the attention of the world. When I go fishing in Provincetown, people are looking everywhere for Reverend Moon and asking, "Where is he?" Usually, I am right there and they don't know that it's me. That's different from you, isn't it? You Americans like to show up and be seen. You really love to be in front of the television camera. It is quite the opposite for me. I enjoy it when people don't even recognize me. What if I offered an exclusive interview? Would they jump on that or ignore me? You are right. People are just dying to find out about me. There are people asking Colonel Pock all the time for some way to interview me. People are just dying to interview Reverend Moon. One person was just begging Colonel Pock to get an interview with me. She works for an internationally famous magazine. When I said no, and Colonel Pock relayed that to her, she just replied, "Well, I understand." So far, Colonel Pock has refused many magazine editors already. They never get angry, they understand. They sense that I am not that kind of person. What is the speediest form of transportation in the world today? You say jet, rocket, Apollo, and Concorde. That's fine. But then, you Unification members should be 100 times as fast. How can you do that? With spiritual mental speed. They can go to the moon one time. In that amount of time, you can go back and forth 10 times. If they learn one thing, you learn 100 things. If they lecture for 1 hour, you lecture for 10 hours. If they work or run for 1 hour, then you work and run for 10 hours. You look at the seasoned fisherman and say, "He is catching more fish than I am." Well then, determine to go beyond him in 3 years' time. Look at him and say, "You work during the day. I'll work day and night." Say to yourself, "I'll go beyond the record that anyone set. I'll set the new record. Work more hours and do more things than the other fishermen. In that way, build up for 3 years, and then you will overtake anyone. Eventually, everyone will come and look at you." In the same way, I came to America and said, "I will love America more than any other American ever has. I will love America more than George Washington." Then I had to think seriously, how can I be superior to such a man? My answer was that I can teach young Americans why they should love America. I can teach them the spiritual significance of their lives. I can teach them the will of God. I can teach them the mission of this nation. I can do this in a systematic and organized way. I shall restore the youth of this nation. I determined I would do this. Not even George Washington thought of these things. No matter who has set the record in the past, I have determined to break that record in serving America. When I came here, I traveled by car on the highway and went to each state. I went through all 50 states without a break, dedicating holy grounds. After that, I returned to many of those states and spoke to the public. Throughout the speaking tour, I traveled without stopping and pushed myself to exhaustion many times. All the speaking campaigns were like that. Ocean Church is not a random whim. I have a vision for America, and Ocean Church plays an integral and important part in that. My mind is very deep. Everything that I do has a purpose which covers thousands of years. When Alan Hokanson gets in the New Hope and drives, he has a purpose. But when I take the New Hope out, my purpose is much wider and greater. No matter who set the record in the past, I am determined to break it. On that foundation, I have begun and made the American movement. Do you believe that I truly love America more than anyone else in its history? If I go to the spiritual world, will I receive guidance from George Washington, or will George Washington come to me and receive guidance from me? If that is the case, the president today is in the same situation. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of Why We Have an Ocean Church. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.